side. And they have that all season long, making a big late game drive.
They don't use Brent Adams very often, but boy, when he does, he's effective. And I tell you something else Brent does, he's a tremendous blocker.
Well, Coach Fairchild says he knows his role, and he's happy to block.
That's right. He's just an excellent athlete, just an excellent kid.
Strong side, right formation by the Hornets. Moffitt looks them over. In motion, left side. Fender with over 200 yards rushing this afternoon. Pitch out left side. Swift hit behind the line by Darren Shepard, who shot in there. Loss of about one.
Well, excellent 37 to go.
Excellent defensive play by Shepard.
Right, that's a very big play right there. Chillicothe just needs to suck it up and try to pick up the first down here.
Center has all their three timeouts left. Chillicothe has two, but I'm not too sure Bob Fairchild will want to spend those. Want to keep the clock rolling as it is now at 4:15. Strong side, right formation. Moffitt spins, full counterplay to Adams. Adams bends his way down inside the 35 to about the 33-yard line. They got back to the original line of scrimmage. Ed Dancy and Terry Johnson in on the stop.
Gain of about two or three that time, my friend.
3:50 to go and counting.
Chillicothe is 5-for-10 on third down conversion. Boy, we need the first down right here.
Third down and 8 from the center 32-yard line. A big third down play once again for the Hornets. Moffitt, Statue of Liberty play. Fender hit and dropped all the way back to the 42-yard line. Boy, we got a long fourth down situation to go. Darren Schiff, check that. Troy Jefferson shot in there.
Well, they have defended that play very well. That's the second time today we tried that little Statue of Liberty. It's just a reverse. And, well, we got thrown for about a 12-yard loss that time.
Jefferson wasn't fooled at all. So at 3:05, counting to go in the ball game, Jason Graves with a punt will try to pin center deep in their own territory. Weathorn and Mike Thompson. No. Chillicothe lines up, and then a quick kick by Graves. A high kick bounces inside the pin, takes a center bounce, and Chillicothe rushes down there to down it at the 13-yard line. So a long way to go for center, and Chillicothe needs a big defensive stand here. 2:36 to go. Chillicothe leading by 6, 20-14. Mitchell Center has all three of their timeouts left. Chillicothe has two. But as you mentioned, don't count on Bob Fairchild spending his two timeouts. That's the way things look right now. 2:30 to go. Thompson back to pass under pressure. Gets away from one at the goal line. Now tries to run it. Stops the 10. Breaks another tackle. The 10 gets across the 15 about the 16-yard line. Thompson, like a cat with nine lives, broke out of trouble three or four times on that time. Paul Sampson finally able to corral him. There's a hard-earned 5 yards for Mike Thompson. Went all the way back to the goal line. We're getting it back out to the 13-yard line. Under 2 minutes to go, 1:55. Whistle blows, and Brian Watkins coming off the field, favoring that ankle once again.
Boy, Brian has just had a great season this year, and hate to see him go off right here, but who they put in for him here?
Jeff Banhart.
Jeff Banhart. Well, Jeff does a fine job, so.
1:52 to go. Thompson on the draw play to Williams. Williams across the 20. About the 24-yard line. They'll have the first down.
That'll stop the clock.
Paul Sampson on the
144.
Center, as you mentioned, with all three timeouts. Surprise, they're not using them yet. Clock is rolling. 1:38 to go.
Yeah, they're taking a lot of time between plays at 1:30 to go.
Not in a hurry by no stretch of imagination at all. Thompson, back to pass once again. Hit from behind and tackled by Left Swift. Left Swift nailed him from behind at the 17-yard line. Great play by Left Swift. He went in there untouched.
Kind of shades of last week when Brian Watkins was able to do that a couple times. That could be a big, big play right there.
Timeout called by the Center Yellow Jackets with 1:06 to go in the ballgame. Chillicothe leading 20-14. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. Takes it around left end, gets it out across the 24 to about the 25-yard line. Close to the original line of scrimmage. Paul Sanson in on the stop. So bring up a third down and 10 situation. And timeout is called on the field once again by Chillicothe. So with 59 seconds left, Chillicothe leading 20-14. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. Third down and 10 for Kansas City Center. Thompson on the option, pitching out. Williams trying to cut it upfield. Knocked down at the 35 by Kevin Fender.
He's going to have the first down.
He'll have the first down, so a big third down play on third and 10.
Kansas City Center
uses their final timeout. I think a while ago we mentioned Chillicothe took a timeout. It was wrong. It was Kansas City Center taking the timeout. 52 seconds left to go. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. Well, 52 seconds left to go in the ball game. Kansas City Center has used their final timeout. So look for Mark Thompson to put the football upstairs. Chillicothe leading by the score of 20-14. 52 seconds left to go in the ball game. McKelvey wide to the left. Hedges wide to the right. Thompson dropping straight back. Looking downfield. It's complete to McKelvey at the 45, inside the 50, down to the 45, ruffled out of bounds and thrown out of bounds at the 42-yard line. David Ockenfeld on the stop. Don't go away. This game's not over yet, folks. 44 seconds to go. And the out-of-bounds play helps stop the clock. Thompson, the quarterback, calls the signal. Hedges wide to the right. Flags go down. Thompson looking downfield. It is complete at the 30 to Wheathorn. Wheathorn at the 30. Checks at the 28-yard line. Flags are down. Officials discuss things.
It's against the center.
Illegal procedure. The play will be nullified. We'll move it back 5 yards. 37 seconds left to go in the ball game.
Tell you what else will happen here, Russ, when they spot the ball, they'll start the clock again. Lisa, I think that's right.
Move the ball back to the 48-yard line.
I tell you, at this point in the game, I'm not playing the full deck anyway. Procedure, center, zoom. And there goes the clock. I am right on that.
Down to 34 seconds. Hedges wide to the right. McKelvey checked at Manning wide to the left. Throw running back is Blake Nellen. Thompson back to pass. Under pressure. Running from the pocket. Fires the downfield. Incomplete. That should be grounding. Nobody was in the area. Incomplete. Eric Olson was going at almost. Had him, been there a fraction sooner, had him down, but no grounding called. Closest blue jersey I saw to it was the lineman.
That's right. But they didn't call it. It's got 16 seconds to go. It's second down and about 15.
15 from the 48-yard line of the Hornets. Thompson calling the signal. Wheathorn in motion, right side. Pitch out, Wheathorn, right side. Trying to cut it upfield, inside the 40, inside the 30, down to the 24-yard line.
That's to stop the chain.
That's to stop the clock to move the chain. down right to the 23-yard line.
8 seconds to go, Rod.
Kevin Finder on the tackle. Down to 8 seconds. They'll start the clock. The center is up the line of scrimmage. They're ready to go. Down to 8 seconds. Clock is rolling. Down to 7, 6, 5. Down to 4. This is the last play of the ball game. Down to 1. Thompson, back to pass. Pitch out. Williams, left side. Hit.
The Hornets win!
Chillicothe, you got yourself another championship. The Chillicothe Hornets, 20. The center, Yellow Jackets, 14. How about them Hornets?
How about them Hornets?
Chillicothe 20, center 14. The Hornets win the 4A state championship for 1985. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI.